Hey everybody, welcome to our second episode of Investing in Motion, where I am basically driving around from point A to point B, sharing with you some of my quick thoughts, quick takes on what's going on in the markets. And if you're lucky, we might have a little bit of road rage to throw in there for you. So let's see how it goes. I just dropped my kids off to school. So I'm going to be, got a couple of errands to run. So thought I'd jump on here and talk about a lot of breaking stuff going on right now as we were driving. So the Mad King apparently is doing Mad King things. And we're getting a lot more distraction, as is the, that's how this guy rolls. So what has he done now? Well, starting to trash talk, do some more tariff trash talking. This time his target is Europe, the European Union, saying he's threatening to put on a, 50%? Tariff on EU stuff by June because they're not doing anything. They're not agreeing with him. Wah, wah, wah. So there's that. And then the other one, which is, you know, again, you gotta admit it, this guy, he's very consistent. He doesn't just trash talk like other countries. He trash talks his own, like, companies and institutions and schools and science and he's very consistent in that way. At least he isn't, you know, he's not spreading it around, you know, just picking on stuff, but he's consistent. So again, he's going back to Apple and he's kind of trash talking Apple, saying, you know what? Yeah, we're going to put a tariff on your iPhones. Any iPhones that are not made in the US are going to get tariff 25%. So, you know, here we go. It's just more distractions. The markets are down. Everything's down. Gold's up. Even crypto's down, even after his little bribery dinner thing, supper yesterday. It's just distractions, more distractions. And this is how he rolls. And it's just, as investors, like, how do we deal with this? First of all, there's a couple of levels. Okay, the European stuff, the country stuff. Well, we know how this guy rolls. He's going to start blustering, trash talking, and then, you know, stuff is going to happen. The markets are going to vote. The bond market's going to vote. And, you know, then he'll back off and claim a victory kind of thing. The other thing, really, with the Apple stuff, again, it's this company. Like, he's just going after trash talking, trolling, like, all these companies. You know, he did a lot with Amazon, he did it with, like, Home Depot, I think, and saying, you know, and then Walmart, you gotta eat the tariffs, which is just an admission that, yeah, tariffs actually are paid for by the company, the country or the company that's importing them. Okay, as an investor, like, this is why it's so hard right now to invest in individual stocks, because you just don't know, like, where the eye of Sauron is going to point to. And it's why a lot of companies, and we're going, like, why aren't CEOs, like, speaking up and just, like, pushing back on this? They're not, because they don't want to deal with this crap. Like, they're trying to run their business, and they got this guy trolling them, telling them what they should do, telling them how to run their business. And it's like, this is the party, you know, the red party is supposed to be the one all about, you know, government getting out of the way and letting companies do the company thing. And, it's just, like, I don't know how you run a business. Like, if you're in the States right now, I don't know how you run a business. Like, I just don't know how you do it. And I don't know, as an investor, how I can invest, put money into this clown show. When you've got all this, like, trash talking going on. And it's so hard to make an investment decision. It's hard, but the fact of the matter is, as investors, we can't just hide under a rock and hopefully after 4 years, you know, it's all going to go away and we'll go back to where it was before. No, like, the game has changed now. The world is essentially has got tired head of all this and it's just moving on. And So how do you invest? Like right now, I think the key thing right now is just how do we invest in an environment that is so full of distraction? There's just so much distraction now. How do you make a decision? And I think the only way you can cope with this and cope with this distraction as investors is just being as broadly diversified as possible. Like, it's really hard to pick winners and losers because the Mad King's trying to pick winners and losers. And so, yeah, you can just go with him, but he can flip any time. So I don't know how you can just follow that. It's a bit different than, you know, when Buffett picks a stock or a bunch of sectors and goes after it. It's a different thing because he's in it for the long term. This guy, you know, like, he could be having some, like, dementia and, you know, induced rage or whatever. So the way you cope, you know, the way I'm coping with all of these distractions, and the thing, this is not stopping. This is going to keep going. So yeah, you know what? He's probably going to blink on all these, on Apple and on Europe and everything. And he'll go after Canada and Mexico. That's going to be coming up soon. So it'll be our turn to get trash talked and, you know, 51st state crap and all that garbage. Greenland, we haven't heard from Greenland. We'll probably hear from them about them in a bit. But the only way you can deal with this as an investor right now is just being as broadly diversified as possible over geographically, over as broad-based types of asset classes, and just stay the course. And it's really hard to do that. And that includes U.S. assets. Like, I'm talking, you know, I haven't said anything really positive here about the U.S. market and what's going on there, because they're on their way to God knows what. But I still own U.S. assets. I still own a couple of U.S. stocks. But I own them because, and it's cringe, and this is where we are. We're coping in an age of distraction and in a coping in an age where we're making cringe investing decisions. I don't feel good about buying U.S. stocks, or I don't feel good about buying ETFs and owning the S&P 500 and all that, but we got to invest. And so it's a tough take. But we got to keep doing it. And that's, again, this today is another indication of it. Of you just kind of have to, like, sit back beyond the noise and the distraction and just focus on your overall long-term playbook. And so my playbook now is really more about being as broadly diversified as possible across different asset classes. Like, I never used to own bonds in my life, but now I own bonds because I just need that diversification. I need to have a little bit more uncorrelated assets because I don't know which way, you know, the wind's going to go now. Not that we already know that, but, you know, we can make reasonable, educated guesses, but it's really hard to do that right now. Getting on the highway here, so it's actually, the traffic's actually pretty good. Traffic is actually pretty good. And people don't want to move. People just want to go, and this guy behind me is like tailing me right now, so. Oh, I got a little bit of action today. And this guy here has been tailing me for the last 5 minutes. So it's really hard to make an investment. I can really see that when I'm working, talking to people, and people are asking me questions, and they're really finding it hard to cope. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, there's going to be the G7 meeting, and the Mad King has said he's going to attend to it. God knows what that's going to be like. It's so funny because yesterday, I think last couple of days, the finance ministers of the G7 have been meeting. And they were actually, when they were meeting with the Treasury Secretary, they're saying, okay, this guy's pretty decent. He seems like a guy's got a head on his shoulders. And it's like, okay, maybe we can make some progress and everything. But then here you go today. At the end of the day, it means nothing, because at the end of the day, it's all about this guy, this Mad King, what his whims are, you know, which way the wind, his wind is blowing, literally. And so they're going to, all the prime ministers and presidents are going to meet in a couple of weeks. Like, what, like, that could be like an epic clown show. Like, it probably will be a clown show. You know, he's just dropping like tariffs on these guys, and they're just gonna all go there and be like nice. Come on. I think he's like, part of it is he's trying to set up something. He's just trying to put some pressure. He's just trying to, again, bully. That's how he works. He's got the mob mentality of trying to bully people into doing things. And the reality is, we all know the playbook now how to deal with this Mad King. It's just basically do nothing, ignore it, and he's just gonna blink. Somehow he still has street cred in his home turf, which is just beyond fascinating. So that's on my mind, you know.